have successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the world of boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Look. Almost time.
Yeah, it's practically straight up, isn't it?
Ladies and gentlemen, it's almost midnight, so pucker up your lips, ladies.
Well, I predict that the world will end at the stroke of midnight on New Year's Eve.
This year?
Mm-hmm.
It's New Year's Eve, and we're all having fun. We'll blow our horns and play accordion. So happy New Year, happy New Year, everyone. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah!
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, Barry, the boater, rounding out the crew. Happy New Year's to you. Hopefully you're making the best of it this week. And
New Year's polka. I like that.
Yeah. It's what you do. At least some people do. Okay. So, 2026, we're going to look forward to some interesting stories. This is also a great time to kind of reflect, as we have on some of the boating stories, but also to kind of reevaluate your boating checklist.
Yes.
So, you know, if you know, it's always good, you know, sometimes things slow down around the holidays where you find yourself, you don't have to work and you need a break, maybe from all the family activities. And it's a good time to just, you know what, I'm gonna go check on the boat and make sure she's good to go for our next boating outing. You do that, right? She's not listening right now, right, Barry?
Absolutely.
Okay, so, good.
Everything has an expiration date. You know that milk that's been sitting in the back of your fridge for the last 2 years?
It's
time to throw it out.
Well, yeah, I'm lactose intolerant, so I don't have any.
Oh, okay.
But regardless, yeah.
Regardless, you have things on your boat that have expiration dates, and it doesn't necessarily mean that they wouldn't work,
yeah,
but it's not guaranteed. So we talked about, okay, and we're going to talk about safety items again because of the last story we just spoke about. That was a sad thing. That could have been prevented, maybe not falling overboard if that's what happened,
mm-hmm.
but at least getting saved. And I have harped on it again and again and again, a personal locator beacon. This small little device, if I activate it, the Coast Guard will get the signal and they will be on my butt within an hour.
Right. And you have that thing strapped on your person.
Strapped on my person, on my PFD. Also,
you fall overboard. It might even be water activated depending on which model you get.
Well, I don't know about the small personal ones, but the big ones that are actually mounted to the boat are designed to somehow dismount themselves from the boat in case it sinks,
right,
and float on the water, and they automatically activate. This is another thing that if you have it on your boat mm-hmm. or on your life jacket, it's just a flasher light.
Yep.
Check for an expiration date. If you can change the batteries on it, look at them, because you put batteries in, you put it in your inflatable PFD, which also has an expiration date where you have to redo the inflator system.
Yeah. Recharge the CO2.
Well, it's not recharging. It's just replacing it.
Yeah.
You're replacing the whole unit. On the flashing lights, you replace the batteries. Mm-hmm. On the personal locator beacon has a battery that's good for 5 years. Send it back to the manufacturer for a small fee. They change out the battery, test it, and they send it back to you.
And all this stuff was on our Christmas list for boaters.
Yeah,
the week before, you know, a couple weeks ago. So if you didn't get that for Christmas, this is the time to take that excess Christmas cash you might have picked up, if you're lucky, and okay, time to take care of myself, take care of the boat. You know, if you don't have your own personal Leapurb device that he's talking about, go buy one.
Go buy one. Yeah. They're not expensive anymore. Mm-hmm. Check your fire extinguisher. No one ever checks them. When I bought a new one, I use my label maker, which I love. I label everything now.
Yeah. You put the expiration date on there?
I put the date it went into service.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of them now, they'll look at them, and if they're more than 5 years old, they'll say, have you had a hydro done on it or anything like that?
Right.
Because these things are under pressure like a tank.
Mm-hmm.
But and then other things to look for, check your fuel filters, all your other filters that need to be changed. That's part of your service. Now's the time to do it.
Yeah.
there are a lot of things that you can do, especially with the battery operated things. People forget about them. They leave the batteries in and then they go to open it up and it looks like a crusty crustacean inside because the battery's leaked, even though it never got used.
Right. Right. Well, I mean, and that's what I'm saying. You know, this is a good time to kind of just use the holidays as, okay, this is my annual time to check up on the boat and all the little accessories and things and batteries and and just have your little boating checklist. If you've gotten that organized, you actually may have a checklist, which you should. But if you don't, at least this is a good time to think about it. All right, it's that time of year between Christmas and New Year's. This is the time I have to, you know, set aside an hour or two to go check the boat, check all the little knickknacks and things, and just make sure you're up to snuff for your next boating outing.
Yeah, and update anything that you need to update.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm a big fan of checklists, but if you kind of mentally do it during the holidays or just pick a time of year, it doesn't even have to be obviously this time of year, but everybody's kind of in that mode at the end of the year or looking towards the new one where you're kind of reflecting and like, okay, how am I going to make next year better? Well, one way is to make sure my boat's all good to go and I'm not surprised when I'm out on the water next time.
It's a good anniversary date. You know, it's a date that you can't forget.
Usually. Yeah. It's not like an anniversary or a spouse's birthday or God, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
Don't make that tragic mistake. Use the holidays that everybody has a tendency to remember. There you go. Yeah. That's our little public service announcement for our passengers today on this holiday.
So what's 2026 going to be like?
Of the world of boating. Yeah. I think overall it's going to be pretty awesome. I think. I mean, things, like I said earlier when we were talking about, even though the industry has said and admitted that, yes, we went from a seller's market to a buyer's market when it comes to boats, 2026, everybody's very optimistic, especially when you go back to everybody that was at the boat show, like at the Fort Lauderdale International Boat Show in October, the end of October. Yeah. It was, I mean, they were very, just very positive reports.
You saw that from the manufacturers because of the new models. They were willing to put money into designing and engineering and building new molds and new models and adding in new technology.
Right. So even though sales have slowed down just a little bit, where they've been able to catch up and put the boats on display in the local showrooms and things like that, where, you know, a year or two before, I mean, all bets were off if you're going to your local dealership, whether you're going to be able to see the kind of boat that you were looking at on display. Chances are you were on a waiting list and had to look at it online. They've kind of caught up on the manufacturing a little bit in that regard, but despite that, it still has been very positive, and the manufacturers in particular are pretty, they were all tooting horns there at the boat show, and you know, if the economy does pick up, we will see. That's always the big wild card. There's so many variables at play. But just the overall vibe, I would say, you get from talking to people in the industry and at the boat shows and stuff, that people are pretty optimistic for the next year. And that's a good thing.
So let's look at some of the other changes or things that are going to be happening. Yep. Technological advancements. You expect smarter automation, something that you always look forward to.
Smarter automation, dumber
automation.
Boaters.
For boating, just expect smarter automation. So smarter boats, hopefully not so smart that they know to get rid of their owners, you know, in the middle of the ocean somewhere.
This is my boat. Get off my boat.
Get off my boat. Right now.
I take this over now.
Improved ballast distribution, integrated technology like large multifunction display screens. If you saw some of these new boats, it looked like you're a pilot. You see the new airplanes. There's no more gauges.
Yeah, it's all touchscreen, pretty colors and flashing lights. A lot of entertainment for someone like me. All right, more coming up on The World of Boating. Stay close.
You're listening to The World of Boating Radio Network.